This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea has launched its first operational tactical nuclear attack submarine, state media reporting on Friday. We get more VOA's Scott Walterman.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who attended the launch ceremony, said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons was an urgent task. In 2019, state media showed Kim inspecting a previously unreported sub that was built under his special attention. At the time, analysts said the apparent size of the new vessel indicated it was designed to carry missiles. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. His offer for the global summit is this: whatever happens to China's economy, the United States can help fund your development. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. Torrential rain in Hong Kong on Friday has led to widespread flooding across the densely packed city, submerging streets, shopping malls, and metro stations as authorities close schools and ask workers to stay at home. The Chinese Special Administrative Region saw the highest hourly rainfall since records began more than 140 years ago. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A cyclone that hit southern Brazil has led to flooding that has killed dozens and left thousands homeless. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, "The water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even clothes. But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mali's interim government said Islamist militants attacked a military camp and a vessel in the northeastern section of the country Thursday, killing at least 49 civilians and 15 soldiers. Around 50 assailants were killed in response, and 3 days of national mourning declared, according to the interim government. Mali is one of several West African countries battling a violent insurgency with links to Al-Qaeda, an Islamic State that took root in the country's north back in 2012. With the start of a new school year, some cities are faced with how to accommodate large number of migrant children here in the U.S. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Several major U.S. cities have struggled with an influx of thousands of asylum seekers who have filled up homeless shelters. Now, they must figure out resources to accommodate the influx of non-English-speaking students. New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around. Illegal border crossings fell sharply after the Biden administration introduced new restrictions in May, but the numbers are rising again. Families with children now account for about half of the arrests of people crossing the border illegally from Mexico, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than a decade after tsunami destroyed the Fukushima nuclear power station on Japan's Pacific coast, the country has begun releasing the treated wastewater on the site of the disaster. The move is sparking anger in the region, despite assurances by scientists that the process will not be harmful to the environment. Japan and South Korea have been the sites of large demonstrations against the release. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.